Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on a Friday. It is remarkable how many stories we have today. It's unbelievable. So glad I didn't just take the week off like many others. It's the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Joy Taylor is joining me. It is great to be here. It's crazy. Stories breaking, stories happening.
There's a lot going on right now.
There is a ton going on right now.
These are supposed to be the... not the slow weeks, because we're in the meat of the NBA season, but football's just...
the gift that keeps on giving?
It is.
So, now you were a little sister, right?
I am a little sister to many people.
Okay, to who?
I have two older sisters and an older brother.
So, and you've done well for yourself, right?
I feel like I have, yes.
And that must be very rewarding.
It is. It's nice to be rewarded for hard work.
Okay, so I am the little brother. I had an older sister. It's very rewarding, although my sister and I get along great. And you get along great with your family.
I do.
But in Los Angeles, the little brother's the Clippers.
Yes.
And the big brother's the Lakers. In fact, Jeannie Buss was caught. There was some quote a couple years ago, kind of rolling her eyes at the Clippers' brief success. Well, the Clippers hammered the Lakers again last night. Lakers don't like that. And they were embarrassed again. And so the Clippers went 4-for-4, hammering the Lakers, and they didn't have Kawhi for any of them. And they didn't have Paul George for 3 of them. And LeBron played in almost all of them. And they crushed the Lakers again. And the Lakers haven't won since the All-Star break. Yeah. I don't remember a trade in recent memory in any sport that was worse than the Westbrook deal. Now, I'm going to try to be nice, but let's be honest about this. 2 years ago, the Lakers were champions of the NBA, 52-19, won the title. And last year, remember, they were 19-8 when LeBron and Anthony Davis were healthy. They gave the Suns fits. They crushed the Suns in game three of a seven-game series. They led the Suns 2-1 and rolled them in game three. And it looked like they were starting to take over the series against Phoenix, who ended up in the finals, and I think is going to win it this year. AD got hurt. Last year was not a chemistry issue. LeBron loved playing with Caruso and KCP and Anthony Davis. Everybody was getting along. Frank Vogel, Anthony Davis, LeBron James. And then Westbrook happened. And all it takes is one bad ingredient. If you're making cookies tomorrow and you confuse salt and sugar, you ruined them. That's all it takes. In the NFL, a bad fit, cut him, trade him. It's a huge locker room. At halftime, offensive guys go to one side of the room. Defensive guys go to the other side of the room. NBA, one bad fit, blows up a team. This is a disaster. Let's not be mean, but let's be honest about this. This team won the championship 2 years ago. And last year, when LeBron and AD were healthy, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I think they were co-favorites to win the championship. And they had Phoenix, a great team, backed into a corner. And then they traded for Westbrook. And now they're 0-4 against the Clippers. Can't beat them without Kawhi and Paul George. Hammered by them. Haven't won a game since the All-Star break. And chemistry was not the problem here early. Kuzma and LeBron never really fit. They were fine together. I mean, Kuzma, as you've seen, has always been a good B player in the NBA. It's not like they were arguing. Their games didn't fit. And LeBron sometimes gets frustrated with young players. But Carmelo's come here. Been great. Dwight Howard, who can be a little kooky, he fits great with LeBron. Remember the bubble year? We were all like, Dwight's like shockingly good. It's just Westbrook. And what happens in the NBA when you get that bad fit? I'm not saying bad person. I'm not even saying bad player. I'm saying bad fit. Let's be nice about this. He's not a good fit. He's not a bad person. I don't think he's a bad player. He's not a winning player. He's not, he's going to make the Hall of Fame. But in the NBA, when you get a guy and the fit is bad, look at the headlines 2 years ago in LA. Champions, dynasty potential. Look at the headlines last year. If they could only stay healthy. Look at the headlines this year when Westbrook arrives. LeBron talks about going back to Cleveland. Trade AD, fire Vogel. Rob Pelinka doesn't know what he's doing. It poisons everything. One bad ingredient, ruin the cookies. You ruin everything. And that's the way it works in the NBA. Contracts more guaranteed, harder to cut, trade. In the NBA, the only way you can trade a guy that's expensive, you have to find an equal contract. The NBA does that. NFL doesn't. You can get rid of guys in the NFL easily if they're bad fits. That's why you should take more risks in the NFL. Take more risks. Go get an OBJ. Move off him very quickly. NBA, you can't. You get trapped. So I look at this right now, and you got to move off him. Last night, and again, I'll say this. A couple of years ago, you got to give Westbrook credit. He's been humbled. He was so ridiculous with the Oklahoma media years ago. Oklahoma media was asking legitimate questions, and he was just fighting with everybody. He's still a little argumentative, but he's got a smile on his face. But people were asking him. Bill Oram was asking him after the game last night, what do you make of this year, Russ?
What did I envision?
I suppose I would imagine some wins.
I mean, you say, based on what I envision, I want to know what you think I envision.
I would have, but you envisioned coming here and winning a championship, or at least being in a position to win a championship.
I had no expectations. See, that's why you don't know. You don't know what I envision. I had no expectation. I come into every situation the same. Last 4 years of being on different teams four times. So my envision of kind of think everything going to be peaches and cream, I don't. That's not realistic. That's not life.
But nobody thought it would be this. The chemistry was good. The coaching was fine. Last year, they took the Suns six games. AD doesn't get hurt. Most believed the Lakers were going to win that series. They are now a bottom five team in the league. They haven't won since the All-Star break. They got swept by the Clippers. Kawhi didn't play in any of them. Paul George didn't play in three of them. And they can't compete. It's bad. You got to move off Westbrook. All right, this story just broke 10 minutes before the show. The Cowboys are going to release Amari Cooper, according to Adam Schefter. Likely to release him. He's due $20 million, fully guaranteed money, the fifth day of the new year. Don't like it. Don't think it's smart. I'll tell you why. So now you're left with CeeDee Lamb, who had one catch against the Niners in a playoff game and got a bad case of the drops last year. Cedric Wilson, a nice number three. Michael Gallup, if you re-sign him off ACL, you also may lose your top tight end. We know what's happening with the league, right? We're all paying attention. You can have a bad offensive line and get to the Super Bowl. I never believed that was possible. And then the Cincinnati Bengals happened. Cincinnati Bengals had a weak linebacking core, a bad offensive line, and made the Super Bowl. Why? Quarterback, great weapons. That's the league. That's the rules. What's interesting is there's a story this morning. The Rams are going to strike a deal and bring OBJ back. Now, think about that. Rams already have the number one volume receiver in the entire league in Cooper Kupp. And when I say volume receiver, I'm not talking 80, 90 catches. Double it. They've got Van Jefferson, excellent three. Robert Woods, excellent number two coming back. And they drafted two receivers last year. One a possession guy from Notre Dame, played in the playoff game, big catch. And a young man from Ole Miss who's small and got hurt, but explosive. And they're bringing OBJ back. They're like, no. And that's with Sean McVay, who elevates everybody. And with Matt Stafford, viewed as the best quarterback, late game quarterback in the NFL this year. And they're bringing OBJ back because Les Snead's telling you. And I'd be shocked if they, I said this a month ago, they're going to draft another receiver. I would be shocked if they didn't. And the Rams are sending you a message. And the message is, you can't have enough guys on the perimeter. Look at Kansas City. Look at Tampa. Look at all the teams that were left. Look at Cincinnati. Look at the Rams. Look at Buffalo. Look at all these teams that were left. Even Tennessee. And we don't think of them as dynamic. They had two great receivers and a world-class running back. It's a weapons league now. I would not move off Amari Cooper. The other thing is that if you look at Dak's numbers with Amari Cooper and without, okay, they are stark. He is not the same quarterback. In nine games without him, folks, he's 63% completion percentage, 86 passer rating, loses 60 yards a game. That is a different quarterback. And the other thing is, you know, I'll tell you what this is. There's a maturity with him and a reliability with Amari I like and appreciate. I would move off Zeke in 30 seconds. Tony Pollard, at this point, is a better running back than Zeke. I mean, I watched every Cowboy game. You watched them. In most games, I thought Tony Pollard was more dynamic and more explosive and inexpensive. I wouldn't do this. I know you're all watching the Combine. I know you're all watching the Combine. Those Ohio State guys, they're running around. You're not going to get them. They're going to be gone. Okay, you're not going to get all those fast receivers. They're all going to be gone because it's a weapons league, and you're not drafting high enough. You're a playoff team, so you're drafting near the bottom of the first round. So you're not getting those guys, those four or five guys everybody at the Combine, myself included, freaking out about. I don't like this at all. I think the L.A. Rams are sending you a message. We're kind of deep at receiver. We're going to bring OBJ back. Now, he may not play for a while, but they don't even need him. He's not even going to be healthy enough to play most of the next year. And they're like, no, we're going to keep him. We're going to keep him on the payroll. We think he has value. And I think they know it better than I do. I think that's the trend in the NFL. I don't like that. I'd bring back Amari Cooper and figure something else out. All right. So we talked about the Combine yesterday. And I think Joy and I both agree, it can help people. There's a history of it. And by the way, it can expose some things. I mean, you'll see guys who aren't going to do great in the shuttle, pass on the shuttle. You'll see guys, quarterbacks a lot of times don't want to throw. There was somebody yesterday, I'll only do the bench press. I mean, you play to your strengths. But I thought one player changed his life yesterday. Talk about that next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So I said about this draft, it's not going to be a real sexy draft. It's a lot of offensive linemen. I don't think it's a great quarterback draft. I said there's two people that I think feel like first-round draft picks, quarterback-wise. Kenny Pickett, my concerns are low ceiling. Why'd it take him 5 years to pop? Don't love him. Looks pretty good. The other kid, I said there's something there, but all I had was YouTube videos because I don't watch Liberty football, is Malik Willis. I mean, he just looked big and dominant. He looked like Trey Lance. I know Trey Lance. I met Trey Lance. And after I met him, I said, I feel like that's a franchise quarterback personality-wise. And so this is really first glance stuff for me of like Malik Willis. And I've seen enough. I would draft him 4, 5, 6. He's had a remarkable week. But not just the football stuff. There was a piece of video yesterday that came out of Malik Willis helping a homeless man. I know what you're saying, Colin. Oh, it's probably set up. No, it was not set up. Somebody across the street opening his suitcase on a cold day in Indianapolis, handing shirts to a homeless man. Now, that alone is not enough to draft him, but people at Liberty raced to Twitter to tell us that was a normal thing and quite really all about what Malik Willis is about. Then I also saw him at the combine. Okay, that was impressive. 80-yard throws, ripped, big arm down the field, listening to Rich Eisen and others freak out. The kid is just a big-time athlete. So, again, this matters to me because I don't have much video of him. I got 4 years of Kenny Pickett. I had 2 years of Joe Burrow. I got no video of him. And so big, strong kid character. And then he stepped to the microphone, and I'm sorry, but I made my decision after this.
I mean, I think it's just my willingness to, you know, learn, my willingness to try to be great, and the physical tools I was blessed with, and I think my work ethic.
And what's that like for a guy your age to know you could be the face of a franchise, you know, right away?
I mean, I feel like I'm a good person, so I don't think it'd be too crazy. I mean, I just have to study a little bit more for the playbook and stuff.
All right. I've heard enough. I've seen enough. I'm drafting Malik Willis. Oh, Colin, what do you make of it? I'll tell you what I make of it. Years ago, there was a moment, it lasted about 2 seconds, and I said it showed character from Dak Prescott. The camera was on him because he's the Cowboy quarterback, but he walked by the bench of the Dallas Cowboys. He wasn't on the field. The defense was. Dak Prescott walked by a paper cup on the field, and it bothered him. so conscientious, it bothered him. He circled back, grabbed the paper cup, put it in the garbage, walked on, and I said, okay, that is something. It's the same thing managers are taught to do. This is an old trick by managers, purposely putting garbage on the hallway and seeing if employees stop to pick it up. Doesn't mean you're a better human, but it means you're conscientious. And when I saw that with Dak, I said, I don't love his arm. I don't think he's an arm talent of note, but that matters. And Jerry Jones saw that, and Jerry Jones signed Dak, and Jerry Jones has seen Troy Aikman and Roger Staubach. And Jerry Jones played college football and knows football well enough to know what a great quarterback talent is. But you know why he signed Dak? He trusts him. He likes him. His character matters. You know what's funny about football? You can have character issues at virtually every position, and you'll tolerate it. Quarterback's the opposite. You can have talent limitations, and people will tolerate it. If you have great character, it matters. I looked at the draft order this morning. And if I was the Panthers at 6, the Falcons at 8, the Broncos at 9, the Commanders at 11, and the Vikings at 12, I would draft Malik Willis. I would. He could start right away for some, back up Matt Ryan for a year. Between the size, the character, the podium. I'll give you an example that's something that's really helping him, and we all know timing matters in life. And I think this matters, and I don't think I'm overstating it. Even pro player coaches like Mike Tomlin, they're watching this Aaron Rodgers drama. They're watching this Kyler Murray drama, and they got no interest in this. I talked to an executive 3 nights ago. He said, I don't want either of those guys. I don't want to deal with that. I talked to a former NFL quarterback who's in Scottsdale this week working with kids. He says, Colin, you can't find anybody down here with a good word to say about Kyler Murray. It's drama everywhere. Aaron Rodgers, drama everywhere. You'll tolerate a 6 or 7 as a talent, but character matters. You got to work with people. Mike Tomlin is as pro player, almost to a fault in my opinion, as pro player as any coach in the NFL. I mean, Tomlin looks and talks like a player. He and Mike Vrabel. Remember last year when a wide receiver suggested the Steelers would be better if they had more music at practice. And Mike Tomlin immediately put an end to that suggestion.
Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is probably appropriate.
It matters. Homeless guy, podium, hardworking, character. I contend right now it's why Dak got the contract. Nobody looks at him and goes, Dan Mullen came on the show. He recruited Dak and said, we just liked him so much. Just people liked him and performed around him. So the Malik Willis has hit an absolute home run at the combine. Absolute home run. To me, the size, the dynamic, the video, the podium, what Liberty is saying. All right, that's my guy. There's two. That's my guy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ian Rappaport says they're in a very good place with Rodgers and the Packers. So my hunch has always been he's going to go back.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like this morning. Now, the four reasons why you can make an argument that makes sense. Number one, the obvious one, you know this. The NFC North stinks. He owns the division. Stafford's now out of it, so it's weaker. Mike Zimmer, a great coach, is out. You could argue it makes it weaker. To me, why make your life harder? Also, the NFC is eroding fast. Brady's gone, Brees gone, Sean Payton gone, Russell Wilson not ideal personnel in Seattle. Why make your life harder? That's the first reason it makes sense to stay. Second reason it makes sense to stay, and you know this as well, 75-80% of these coordinators or assistants that you give head coaching jobs fail. We have no idea if Nathaniel Hackett can work. 75% of the guys who get jobs do not last 5 years. Matt LaFleur is going to last 5 years. So the coaching thing is more stable. Number three is, and if Aaron was petty a little bit, if he signs a two-year deal, this basically proves the Jordan Love pick was really, really stupid. Yeah, that was a completely wasted pick. And number four, and this is a real thing, and I can speak from experience, moving's hard. Every time I move, I get a therapist for a couple weeks, a couple months. Moving's hard. It's just new people, new assignments, new offense, new friends. It's hard. Tom Brady showed up at the wrong house. Tom Brady was practicing on a high school field, like moving. And that's why, by the way, 60% of Americans will never leave the area code they grew up in. Moving's hard. You end relationships. You got to find a new house. You got to meet new friends. You got a new job. You know, that's why most people, they get a good job and they just stay in it and they're content and they just want to end the job there and get a nice retirement and go play some golf. Like, it's hard to do the moving stuff. It really is. It doesn't work like it did for Matt Stafford mostly. Now, he went from bad to really good, but it usually there's a lot of speed bumps and a lot of obstacles and it's hard. So sometimes just getting a coordinator in the same place, it takes you a second year to figure it out. And that's staying at a place. So NFC's not very good right now, and it's getting worse. You don't know if any of these new coaches like Nathaniel Hackett are going to work. It does kind of validate Aaron Rodgers' eye roll when they drafted Jordan Love, because if he stays for 2 years, the kid won't take a legitimate big-time snap. And number four is moving's hard. It's easier to stay. Listen, Matt Stafford moved out of the division. That's one of those. If Josh Allen had moved out of the division the year before with Brady, you think Tom would have actually probably paused for a second and wait a minute? I mean, it matters who's in your division. We keep saying this. Aaron doesn't want to go to Denver. Mahomes, Herbert, Derek Carr matters. Stuff matters like that. None of those in the NFC North. Raja Bell, 12 years in the NBA, co-host of the Ringer NBA show, the real ones, with Logan Murdoch. Hey, let me ask you this. So occasionally, very occasionally, I'm right. Very occasionally. And I said with James Harden, I said, I don't trust, there's too many ifs, ands, and buts, and finger crossing with all the stuff in Brooklyn. I don't know, is Simmons engaged? Can Kevin stay healthy? Can Kyrie get along with people? But Harden to Philly, to me, Raja, was like, good chemistry, great big veteran coach, just adding a Hall of Fame guard. It's going to work. It's going to work fast. It's going to work by game two. So did you think it would be this slick this early?
I did. My only reservation about it was, you know, what James Harden were you going to get? And my gut told me you were going to get a really motivated guy that wanted to come out there and prove that situation that just kind of took place in Brooklyn wasn't necessarily his fault. So I did think you'd get a good version of him. And I do agree that the pieces were already in place to plug in a player like James Harden and kind of seamlessly transition into the team you wanted to be down the stretch. So much of that team is relying on Joel Embiid having to create offense. And to his credit, I mean, he's as good a big and as dominant as a big as we've seen in a long time. But bringing James Harden over, taking some of the load offensively, ball handling responsibility away, some of the playmaking responsibility, and allowing Joel to kind of eat off of James Harden was a natural fit for me. And they've got really good length and athleticism defensively. They're switchable. They've got other players that can create shots and finish. So I agree. And kudos to you for being right in this occasion. Yeah. It's going to be a seamless transition.
Yeah, it happens like twice a year. So I really got to talk about it a lot when it happens. I think Phoenix is the best team I've seen. I think they're built like an 80s team. You got the classic big with the baby hooks who runs the floor. You got wing guys. You got Booker as a two. You got Chris Paul who's barking at people. Monty. It's a very 1985 construct. It really is an old school team. Wing defenders. You got Jay Crowder, the veteran guy who can hit big shots. You got the toughness component. And then you take Chris Paul out and you're like, boy, they're not in late game situations. What is it about Chris Paul? Because I still love Phoenix, but I watched them the other night and I'm like, late in possessions, late in games, and not quite the same. What is it with him?
Yeah, it's leadership. I mean, what you're describing, you saw it the other night with the Heat in a game in Milwaukee. You know, they had that game in hand and you were just missing Kyle Lowry, right? And I know we're talking about Chris Paul, but, you know, some of the turnovers and some of the, you know, disorganized possessions coming down the stretch, those don't exist with good leaders, right? And so Chris Paul is as good as there is, or as good as there's been in a very long time at just being a leader, making sure that we're organized, making sure that guys know where they're supposed to be, making sure that we're getting into those sets, not just getting into them, but getting into them timely enough to where we got 7 seconds left on the shot clock. If our set doesn't produce and somebody's not hamstrung having to shoot a terrible shot, they're just, you know, making plays that don't make you burn a timeout where you're left with one in reserve in case they score and we need to burn one and advance the ball. And so what you're talking about is just overall leadership experience. And in a lot of cases, that's not, you know, leadership and experience isn't enough. It's a personality trait. It's a characteristic that a lot of people are born with. And Chris Paul is one of those people.
You know, in the NFL, if a guy's a bad fit, you can trade him, you can cut him. Or let's be honest, there's like 55 players, half offense, half defense. They don't even practice together. But in the NBA, about 9 guys play on a nightly basis. A bad fit can ruin a locker room. It's just like fast. So you played on 6 different teams. 2 years ago, Lakers won the title. Last year, they were 19-8 when AD and LeBron were healthy and gave the Suns fits. They were leading 2-1, blew them out game 3, and then AD got hurt. This year, they're awful. And this is it's not saying Westbrook's a bad guy, but he is a bad fit. It doesn't work. And it just explained this, because you played on different teams. He's gifted. But did you ever have a situation where you're like, either you or somebody else, you're like, it just doesn't work in the room. It doesn't work on the floor.
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, when we started to reconstruct or the organization, Phoenix, that is, started to reconstruct that 24 seconds or less type of team, or 17 seconds or less, sorry. Then we brought Shaq in. And we knew right away, in all Shaq's brilliance, and he still had tread left on the tire, that we weren't going to work as currently constituted, right, at the time. So they had to start shuffling pieces, moving guys. I got moved out. Boris Diaw got moved out to bring in more complementary pieces to play a different style of basketball. They had similar structure, but it was different because you had Shaq in, and the way we played before, just it wasn't going to work with Shaq.
Yeah.
The Lakers are in a spot like that. I mean, you know, I love Wes. I'm a Russell Westbrook fan. I love the way he competes every night. I know what I'm going to get out of him. In terms of that. And I think that's undervalued in the league, but the Lakers and their personnel and what Russ does, it's just not a great fit. And what you had to give up, some of the pieces around the fringe to complement LeBron to get Russ, you know, didn't make sense at this point. And, you know, I've said this before, I'll say it on air here. LeBron is still brilliant, but LeBron doesn't play the same way he played 4 or 5 years ago. So the recipe around LeBron, while he thinks he knows what it is, to win championships, I don't think that LeBron's actually factoring in that he plays a different style of ball now. So I think they got the recipe wrong, and it wasn't just the organization. I think LeBron kind of has to figure out what pieces work with him the way he kind of plays now. What he's evolved into now isn't the same player that he was in Miami or Cleveland, for that matter.
Let's talk about that, because that's fascinating. I said the other day is he can pass Kareem in the all-time scoring list, and I would have no problem, especially on a team that's struggling, if he said, I'm going to get my points. But there has been an evolution of LeBron. His first 7 to 8 years in the league, he would chase people down and do these blocks off the backboard. And then LeBron's like, all right, I got some wear on these tires. I'm not going to do that as much. He started evolving into a more perimeter player. It's like, hey, the game is changing. So what you're saying now is LeBron is playing a different game. Describe to me what you mean by that.
So what LeBron offensively in the past has been a rim force, which means like what he was doing was commanding and demanding so much attention as he applied pressure to the rim that it basically just allowed him to play with a bunch of shooters around him, right? Because he was so drive oriented, so attack the basket, he could get his shoulders by his defender whenever he wanted to. And once your shoulders are by and you're 6'8", 260, I mean, it's money in the bank. So defenders were forced to suck in and have to help off of that almost all game long. It was your game plan. And so then boom, we can play with a bunch of older, smart jump shooters. But now LeBron is perimeter based for the most part. He can still get downhill, don't get me wrong, and he'll still dunk on you given the opportunity, but he shoots a lot more jump shots. You see a lot of greats. Kobe, you know, turned into a back to the basket kind of jump shooter. MJ transitioned into that. You know, LeBron is more perimeter oriented now, doesn't cause as much pressure on your defense. So it doesn't spring as many of those just shooters for wide open shots. So he needs to play with more playmakers at this point in his career. And then to do that, you got to get off the ball a little bit more. So he's going to have to make that transition as his game continues to evolve into understanding what pieces make sense to have around.
Boy, you're smart. That's really interesting. Raja Bell joining us. So here's why I don't buy into the Brooklyn thing. I believe there are certain coaches can change people. You know, you can a quarterback, I can refine your throwing motion. Wide receiver, I'm going to make you a better route runner. Like, that's what coaching entails, right? There's one thing you cannot change, and it's indifference. You either love this stuff or you do not. And I can't get over Ben Simmons' apathy and indifference. He didn't compete in college in big spots. He doesn't. I mean, if I was Ben Simmons, not only am I going to play against the Sixers, I am going to watch tape all day. I want to, you know, Kobe and Michael and Bird. I can't get past that. Raja, I can't get past that indifference. Am I being too hyperbolic here? What do you make of it?
Yeah, so I don't know Ben Simmons, but I agree with you. And when I heard the Nets come out and say, you know, we're going to kind of take it slow with him. He doesn't look like he's in great shape. Well, I sat in those meetings as someone in a front office trying to make those decisions. If Ben Simmons had come bursting through the door and said, no, I'm playing. I'm fine. I want this. Guess what we all do in that room? We say, hey, that's what we wanted to hear, bud. Let's go. And the fact that you're not getting out of them does bring into question some of the things you're talking about. And so, you know, not knowing, and it's hard for me to say, Steve Nash is a good buddy of mine. The last I spoke to him and we had dinner together, Ben hadn't been in the building yet. He had just got traded. They were super excited to get him. They thought the fit was going to be kind of seamless with Kyrie, Kevin Durant's skill set and what Ben did. But you got to have him on the court. And it's getting really late in the game for those three. I mean, you still don't have Kyrie for home games. Ben Simmons isn't on the court. And Kevin Durant, as great as he is, and I think he's the best player on the planet right now. I mean, that's just too much to ask him to have to do in a 19 game, 20 game, sample size to get everybody on the same page and kind of drag that team to playoff success. I don't imagine it happens this year.
Well, he was undrafted out of Florida International University and has done pretty well for himself. What did you add? Because you're a defensive guy. Let me guess your average in college. I'm going to guess
this
right now. Okay, because Bruce Bowen was a defensive player at Fullerton, but he could score too. So I think you scored more in college. I bet you averaged 21 and a half a game.
I averaged 18 a game. I played with Carlos Arroyo, who was another yes. NBA player. We had an NBA backcourt, so we had to share some of that. I would have liked to have averaged 21 a game, but I had 18 a game.
See, you can score. You can put it on the deck a little bit. great seeing you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game winner I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Yeah, Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So last night, Kevin Durant was amazing, and Brooklyn lost to a Miami Heat team that wasn't even with some of their best players. Kevin Durant, back-to-back MVP finals, had worked all those years, childhood, college, pro. He was firmly entrenched as the number two player in the world. LeBron won, Durant 1A. Many thought Durant, because he was beating LeBron, was one, and LeBron was two. I didn't, but many did. Then he made an awful decision to team up with Kyrie Irving over Steph Curry and leave not only a great teammate, not only a dynasty, but one of the highest functioning professional sports franchises in America. And today, Kevin Durant is a really talented guy in the middle of a mess that has to now inherit Ben Simmons, who doesn't love the game, and Kyrie Irving, who's willing to sacrifice games and team because of a stance that is, at least based on, like, epidemiologists, wrong on the vaccination. That's what he is. And because he had to shoot last year in the playoffs 26 shots a game, be a defensive enforcer, and play 43 minutes a game against Milwaukee, the wear and tear on his body is substantial. He got hurt again this year, and he was hurt last year because they don't have a great bench, and now he's left without Harden, and with Ben Simmons and Kooky Kyrie. And it classifies perhaps as the worst superstar decision of all time. And I think Kevin's great. And maybe he doesn't care, but I think he does. That's why he had a burner Twitter account. He does care what people think. It is unbelievable. And nobody's ever just said, what are you doing? Nobody ever stepped in. What are you doing? It would be akin to Patrick Mahomes, who like Kevin's one or two best player in the world, all that work, leave the Hunt family, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and go to the second most popular team in New York, the Jets, because, you know, a friend is playing there. And we would go, what in the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Legacy matters. What are you doing? Winning matters. I still don't get it. And I look at Kevin Durant today and I go, last night, he comes back, once again is brilliant, and you can't beat a Miami team missing several starters. The goal in life is to work smarter, not harder, and look at that mess he's with. Look at that mess he's with right now. I don't think it's going to work. Congrats getting the second best Curry brother and Andre Drummond. I don't expect anything from Ben Simmons, but it is amazing. I am surprised we have just sort of said, I just made a decision. Wow. I don't get it at all.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.